The mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is part of the general mitzvah of Gemilus Chasodim, as the Rambam writes in the 14th parak of Hilchos Avel. Gemara tells us that Nichum Avelim has two components. It is Kvod HaChaim and Kvod HaMesim. Therefore, when one performs the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, he has to have both components in mind. To help the bereaved confront their loss, understand it, to help alleviate their suffering, their pain, their anguish, on the one hand. At the same time, as the Chazal have explained, when a person's neshama ascends on high and is separated from the guf, from the body, there's a measure of avelus that the neshama feels for the loss of the guf. And for this reason, it's critical when a person comes to perform the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, he do his best to achieve both of these ends. The Gemara describes various situations of Nichum Avelim, what was said, how it was taken. The Rashba writes, no bracha is made on Nichum Avelim because one never knows whether he'll be successful. If the person is not, quote, mekabel tanchumin, the mitzvah has not been fulfilled properly. In order to achieve these two ends, the focus must be, whenever possible, on the life of the nifter, what were his or her accomplishments, how we can be assured that because of these good deeds, the nifter will enjoy a tremendous reward in the world to come. The very essence of Nichum Avelim is our reaffirmation of our belief in Hash'oras HaNefesh, the immortality of the soul. This is what enables us to get past the initial grief of the loss of a loved one. The Ramban writes in Parshas Re'eh on the Pasuk, Bonim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, los isgodudu, los asimu karcha b'neichem l'meis. We're not to be as the non-Jews do. When someone dies, they are disconsolate. There's no consoling them. Because from their vantage point, when the person dies, he falls off a cliff, his existence is no longer, and therefore there's a terrible mourning and sadness. We believe, in direct contrast, when a person passes away, the neshama ascends to a higher and better and more peaceful world. And therefore, we're not permitted to scratch ourselves as the nations would do, because this would indicate a lack of this fundamental belief. Asks the Ramban, why then does the Gemara allow, and even require, Shlosha Yamim Libchi, as the Gemara tells us in Masechta Moed Katan, and Meshiva Lemispeit, to eulogize? Answers the Ramban, when a person loses a loved one, there is a separation. Separation itself leads to a feeling of strong emotion, to tears, to crying and to wailing. Whoever has read about or seen the scenes of mothers escorting their children in a European town on their way to America would understand what this is about. They come to the pier, to the train station, and they're crying and they're bawling. What are they crying about? The person's about to embark upon a better life. The answer is, but there's a separation. The mother will no longer be able to see her son with her own eyes of flesh and blood. And therefore she cries, even as she understands that the child is now embarking on a better life. So too, when a person passes away, even though we believe that the neshama is now being rewarded for all the good deeds, we will no longer be able to see that individual with our eyes. And therefore, the emotional crying and eulogizing is completely appropriate and even mandatory. However, the scratching that the non-Jews do because of the feeling that the individual is no longer in existence, this we are not permitted to do. Rather, we believe firmly in the immortality of the soul. For this reason, we are required, when we go to a Beis HaAvel, to emphasize this fact. It's appropriate to speak of the good deeds of the individual who passed away and to exclaim with certainty, based on our Amuna Shalema, that the individual who passed away will be rewarded for all the good deeds that he or she has performed. This gives a tremendous measure of consolation to the individual who has lost this loved one. Yes, I'm crying. Yes, I'm eulogizing. Yes, I'm sad because I can no longer see this individual. But I'm consoled by the fact that I have this certainty that the individual is being rewarded for all the good deeds. So these are the themes that are most appropriate for Nicham Avelim. Unfortunately, we often find that a person comes to a Beis HaAvel and there's a complete absence of these themes. People are talking about all kinds of extraneous matters. Perhaps they feel they should try to distract the Avel from his Avelus so he won't feel so sad. That's a mistake. An Avel may not be Masir Das from his Avelus. He's supposed to realize with the situation that he's in. But despite that fact, he's supposed to be consoled by the understanding that the neshama is being rewarded for all the good deeds that the person performed in this world. Trying to distract the avil and to involve oneself in idle chatter, sometimes even prohibited chatter, in an attempt to fulfill the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim is not appropriate. As I said before, unfortunately, when one goes to a Beis HaAvel, there's very often all kinds of totally irrelevant conversation. And when a person walks in, that person should try, whenever possible, to channel the conversation in the right direction. It's not always possible. One has to know one's limitations. But whenever it's possible to ask, so where was your father born? Where did he grow up? These kinds of questions, which are often completely ignored, even in a lengthy sitting in a Beis HaAvel. It's really a shame. People want to fulfill the mitzvah properly, and they certainly do fulfill the mitzvah partially just by coming and giving the covered to the Avel, that the Avel feels better that the person came to visit. And even the Nifter presumably feels better because the person came to visit. But the preferred method of fulfilling the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, as I mentioned before, is not to become involved in distractions, certainly not in idle or even prohibited the speech, but rather to focus on the individual, what the great accomplishments were, what kind of family was left, which always gives consolation, and the great reward that the individual will undoubtedly experience in the Olam Haba. This is the preferred and the ideal way to fulfill Nicham Avelim. Ideally, a person should share, should be noseh ba'olam chavero, midina de Gemara, by the strict Gemara, mo'ed katan chav chesem et beis. Not only does the Avel sit on the floor, but so does the Menachem sit on the floor. As it says in Iyo, Vayeshu ito la'aretz. Nowadays we don't do it for various reasons. But an individual should demonstrate some measure of participation in the sadness of the Avel. The poskim talk about the halachic aspects. The Gemara tells us that an individual who walks into the Beis HaAvel is not supposed to speak until the Avel speaks first. However, the Balei Musar explained, it's not merely a simple halacha. It has a much deeper understanding. If a person walks in and just starts talking, it indicates that he doesn't really feel the pain of the Avel. If the person walks in and he is quiet, and everyone is quiet, so it seems to be a little bit awkward. In today's world, everyone's always talking. But the Gemara tells us that the ideal reward for a Beis HaAvel is shtikusa. A person should be quiet. a person is quiet, this is the greatest measure of Nicham Avelim, because the Avel understands that the Menachem participates in his sorrow. And that's why the Menachem should not say anything until the Avel speaks first, to demonstrate that he too experiences a measure of sadness. In this way, we can try our best to fulfill the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim properly, which is such an important mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, both with the Chaim and with the Mason. And hopefully, as we say, whenever we come to a Beis Ovel with the traditional conclusion of HaMakom Menachem Eschem, B'Soch Shav Eretzim V'Yerushalayim, which means that just as an individual is an Avelis, so all of Israel is an Avelis because of the Churban HaMikdash. We hope and pray for that time, that indeed every individual will be consoled, and Klal Yisrael will be consoled, when Tzion Yerushalayim will be consoled, when the Mashiach will come, and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, b'mheirah v'yameinu amen.